From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Afghanistan's northeastern province of Kunar is the busiest combat area in the country for U.S. troops. The Taliban stage almost daily attacks. 10 U.S. soldiers have been killed in Kunar since June. U.S. officers say soldiers have taken out key Taliban command posts and disrupted their supply lines, but they hasten to add that there is no military solution to the war in Kunar. Instead, they're looking to a provincial reconstruction team to turn the tide. The team is made up of U.S. service members and civilians, and their plan is to build a road through the most dangerous part of Kunar, Korangal Valley. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has the story.
A U.S. military team in battle gear hikes through orchards and streams at a determined clip. The ranking member is Navy Commander Larry Legree. He says the team is headed to Omar, a hillside village in the Korangal Valley.
What's in the village of Omar?
It's just the next big population center up the valley. I want to get my eyes on how this road will go through here.
The road he is talking about will be humble by American standards. It will cost $11 million. It will be about 18 feet wide and 26 miles long. But Legree, who heads Kunar's provincial reconstruction team, says this road could do more to harm the Taliban here than any military action. Earlier, in his office at the provincial reconstruction team headquarters, Legree explained why.
We're not necessarily looking to build fast. We're looking to build to make an economic impact. So what we're looking to do is provide a lot of employment, and it aligns the incentives for what we're looking for, which is, you know, a fighting age male holding a shovel instead of a gun.
Work on the road begins next month. It will take more than a year to complete. It will provide hundreds of jobs for Kunar's largely unemployed population. Legree is especially keen on getting the contractor to hire young Korangal Valley men who might otherwise be lured by the insurgents. Legree says a regular paycheck will make the young men think twice about risking their lives fighting better-equipped U.S. troops. It's a strategy that Legree and many other American officers here say is the only way to win the war in Afghanistan, a strategy that calls for boosting access and trade to the mountainous country's isolated communities, to build government centers, schools, and hospitals, to improve the lives of Afghans, and thereby reduce the appeal of the Taliban and other insurgent groups. Legree says this approach has already brought vast improvements in Kunar. Newly paved roads have sparked a boom in commerce in the province's Pesh Valley. Fighting there has largely stopped. Army Staff Sergeant Wayne Amos of Arizona, who provides security for reconstruction team convoys, says the new road in the Pesh Valley also makes it harder for Taliban fighters to plant roadside bombs because they can't be so easily disguised in pavement.
Now that we have this road here, it's harder for them to put IEDs into the road, and it's getting harder for them to find points for them to hit us. It just kind of takes away the fear of IEDs for us on these types of roads here.
Since the Pesh Valley Road was built, more than a dozen new stores have sprung up in a village called Nangalam. Here, vendors sell fresh fruit and goods from major cities that are now accessed in hours rather than days.
So, my name is Brian.
Eager to spur that growth, Brian Rhodes recently joined Legree on a trip to Nangalam. Rhodes is a contractor for the U.S. Agency for International Development. With the help of a translator, he brainstorms with shopkeepers on how American money might help.
If you had $25,000, let's say, to invest in a business in Nangalam, what would you invest in? Or a small factory. What would be the best small factory in Pesh?
This salt vendor says his community could benefit from a flour mill. Rhodes says it's a good idea.
You don't have to use a lot of power for a flour mill. It can be animal-driven. It can be water-driven.
The warm reception the reconstruction team gets as it moves across the Pesh Valley this day suggests the strategy is working. Even battle-hardened infantry soldiers like Staff Sergeant Dwayne Kreppel embrace the hands-on approach. Kreppel, who is on his fifth tour in Afghanistan, says his company recently helped curry favor with residents of Kandagal using the British sport called cricket.
We noticed them playing when we first moved in. They built their own sticks and built their own wickets. And so we thought in order to get close to the community, we'd set up a cricket tournament. So we set it up amongst all the villages in the Pesh. And we had a great turnout, over like 150 people. It was great. But now every time we come down here, they want cricket balls. So
they look like tennis balls. Same
difference? Well, yeah, they are tennis balls. All they do is take black tape and tape them up. And that's how they play cricket. So we're trying to, you know, build the relationship. So every time I come down, I buy them 10 cricket balls and go wild for them. So.
Do you know how to play cricket?
No, I absolutely don't know how to play cricket. It's fun watching the little kids play, though.
Back in the hillside village of Omar, Krepel's commander, Lieutenant Kareem Hernandez, introduces Legree and his provincial reconstruction team to village elders in woolen pakul caps and baggy tunics and trousers.
Remember we talked during the Shura about some of the projects we want to do in the future? I told you guys PRT might come and see us. So we're here.
He's delivered. He brought them in.
The group heads up to the guest house of village elder Ahmanat Khan to talk business over green tea and sweets. Ahmanat Khan tells the officers he's happy they are building the road to connect the Korangal Valley to the booming communities in Pesh Valley, but he avoids answering Hernandez, who asks how the Taliban might use the road.
Come on now, man. Like, I know you hear the bombs and the shooting. Let me just speak frankly with you, man. Like, what do you think your future's going to look like? Like, what's going to happen here? What's going to happen with the Korangal? What's going to happen with Omar? What's going to happen when this road's done? What do you think of what's going on in the Korangal? I know you know there's fighting in there. You tell me what your future's going to look like.
But Ahmanat Khan doesn't bite. He repeats how valuable the road will be for his people. He says he knows nothing of the Taliban. Hernandez says he's not surprised. He says most villagers appreciate American help, but not enough to turn in relatives or friends who are in the tree-lined Korangal hillsides fighting U.S. soldiers. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News in Kunar Province, Afghanistan.